I think we've had a good pre-season in terms of performances, individually and collectively. I said to the players before the game that we've probably had, we've got 21 players, and probably two or three, if I'm being honest, we're probably not at a maximum three pre-season. The rest of the players, I think, have been at the level you expect them at, or a little bit above. So I'll have difficult choices to speak for next week about that. Yeah, I thought it was boring, to be told. I said to the players at half-time, I mean, our manager, I said, and I don't know when anyone feels like sitting in the support, sitting in the seats, but I'm bored watching it. It lacked any sort of thrust and cutting edge, and what we were about, we weren't on the front foot for me. And I thought in the second half, we definitely were better at that. To get to the stage when you come back in pre-season, when you're you come back in the start of pre-season and you're excited to be back because you've had 6 weeks off, etc. And then you get to the end of pre-season, you are a little bit bored. If you're looking forward to the start of the season now, when points matter and points count, and you tidy up the little details that you've got to tidy up to make sure you win. But no, we're getting there now, and we're looking forward to this week.
There's the need to be some fine-tuning. There always is at this stage, you know. But in the main, I think our performances again. Let's not forget as well, we've tested ourselves this pre-season against teams from higher levels in the majority, and we haven't looked at out of place against any of them, to be honest. We're not going to put any mark down on where we want to be. I think it's important we stay in the division for a start. We took us 4 years to get back there. I think we can't get carried away with ourselves. There's lots of good teams in the division. I think you've seen already with like Leighton Orient again this week, have signed, I think, up 12 or 14 players now. They've made another good sign, and yesterday with Josh Kielsen from Cambridge. Hartlepool will be decent. Tranmere are obviously our standing favourites. Dover have been here for many years. I think there's lots of teams that have fancied themselves this year, and we're just into the division, and we'll try and compete.
You've put some pretty tough games together over pre-season against the league clubs. Do you feel they've served a purpose?
Yeah, definitely. I think they throw up different problems that you got to solve. I think in terms of defensively and offensively, and I think in all the games we've competed really well, to be honest. I think it's probably been a little difference in terms of finishing. I'm being brutally honest, in terms of getting to the final tournament, I've been really, really clinical. Even a mistake for us, not a mistake, Hill's a stretch for the ball, but Barsham's is a fantastic finish. I think we've had an opportunity, let's say, that we haven't taken. And you can see the difference in the levels, but the difference in levels are the difference in levels. We're playing at our level, and hopefully we can compete.
And little mistakes or weaknesses or things to work on, I mean, that's what pre-season's about for you, things that you can change and cover and that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's nothing worse in pre-season than winning every game 3-0, 5-0, 6-0, whatever it might be, against lower opposition teams. You've got to test yourselves against sides at a higher level. I think I'm sure Neil's the same that he's come to us today, and even though we are two levels below, we give him a game that he can work on things for himself, I'm sure, for this week. So that was a good game.